The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His foot was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance. But the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Begin with Prophet Isaiah. He is prophesizing that one day there will be somebody who possesses those amazing gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. And we know that he is prophesizing about Jesus Christ. He's the one who fulfills this prophecy. But it's not only about Jesus, because all of us who are baptized, we are receiving those gifts. All of us become the co-workers in the vineyards who help Messiah in his kingdom. We can ask, well, we don't receive so many gifts in our lives. How much of the wisdom we are missing? How much of the fear of the Lord, of counseling, strength? How much delight we have in the fear of the Lord. We can say that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not really fully awake in our lives. It's not because God doesn't want to give it to you. Every one of us received the gift of the Holy Spirit, fullness of it at the baptism. It is more we who need to say it, are afraid of living those gifts. It's we who are afraid of witnessing the power of God's kingdom into our lives. Which is what is the second part of the prophecy in the first reading. The wolf sitting with lamb, leopard lie down with the kid, the calf and young lion shall browse together, with little child to guide them. These are the things that are impossible. Maybe at the end of the world, when God renew all the creation, it will happen that way. But now, today, it's impossible. And this is what is kingdom, God's kingdom about what is impossible in my and your life. But only God can make things that are impossible possible. And as exciting and expecting was the message about the new Messiah who have those gifts, he will have them. We have them now too. And we as disciples are called and made to witness impossibility of God's presence in our lives. Me and you, we are called to see and witness to God's miracles, to be witnesses of that, to what seems to be impossible. If we don't have this experience that God is doing impossible things in your life, that He is making miracles, we are not fully yet His disciples. Well, I think it's difficult to do it because it's like we want to see the miracle of walking on the water, but let somebody else walk on the water, not me, Lord. It's too scary. This ties with the John's calling for repentance. Yes, we want to be Christ's disciples, followers, if we want to be them. But we tell me that we are afraid of living that life, of letting God be really the captain on the boat, of doing those miracles and letting us, or calling us to walk on the water. We don't really want to do it. It's scary, it's difficult. This is why repentance that John's calling us is so important. I think we need to admit first that we don't really want to do repentance. Because what repentance means? Repentance means changing of mind, of heart, looking beyond myself, changing of direction. How many of us want to change direction in our lives? How many of us we want to do some drastic changes? Well, we would love to do something, but it's difficult. This is why we make resolutions. You know, Lenten resolution, New Year's resolution, maybe Advent resolution, and at most of the lives it stops at the resolution. So we next will do the resolution again. Repentance is not just resolution, it's doing something. Preparing for this gospel, for the Sunday, I was praying, thanks, you know, what do I need in my life to change now? Don't just wait for something. And one of the things I mentioned many times earlier is beloved Facebook. Now it's, I see how the more busier I am, the easier I escape into checking some posts, looking for some good articles there, and the more tired I am, I know I should go pray, and I first go check Facebook, see something there. And I'm even double tired to pray. And it's just this little slow going down, spending more time on Facebook. And this gospel helped me to do, well, I would say radical steps in my life. I deleted it from my phone, from my tablet. It's not there anymore. I need to go to the computer in my room to check something on Facebook, which I'm not very often there. And I already can see after 3 days being free from Facebook that I'm sitting in my chair and I can go and pray. I'm not thinking about just going checking the post again. But how many months I was waiting and waiting, thinking, you know, it's wrong, but I'm still doing it. I can do something else. And repentance means changing. Do something now. Don't wait for next week, next year, next Lent. And we have right to be afraid. We have right to be afraid of losing something. Because, oh, I will lose so much now. I cannot post my every brilliant thought on the Facebook. It's begun, you know, this is really scary. There are some other, I think, consequences of that too. I'm losing a lot, yes. I cannot stay in touch with the world anymore so much. It's scary. But I see freedom there. The repentance, if you really think about that, and say like, as God, help me to see, what do we need to change? Now, what is there that I'm pushing away and just, you know, playing with the little devil there because it's not so bad yet? Because we don't do it, we miss one important point, which John says right here. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does it mean? Okay, yes, she agreed with me. kingdom of heaven is at hand, means that God is close to you. But because I don't repent, I don't want to change something in my life, I think this barrier, like this nice poster, is like, okay, God, you know, don't come too close to me, you know, I'm not ready for that. It's supposed to be there, I'm sorry for that. No more instructions. It's like, if we don't repent really seriously, taking our life, repentance as a serious approach to our lives, we're missing God's presence here and now. Because He is so often always at reaching of your hand. He is there ready today to make miracles, to walk with you on the water, to open your eyes amid the crisis and darkness, to show you new perspectives, to open the new ways for you to go. He's there with so much. God's kingdom is amazing. It's huge. It's bigger than we can imagine. And we still have to stay closed because we don't want to change something. We don't want to change direction, to give what we are so tightly used to have. It's a revolution to do repentance. It's something courageous. It's something challenging. But it's also called to live our lives truly. To live our lives, you know, with full breath, really existing the way God wants us to live. It's repentance. It changes everything. So let's pray for that, that we may find courage to live our lives as God calls us, to see His let Him be present and change us, our lives, so we can be witnesses to His miracles. And we can see, yes, I can see God's power in my life. I can see how He's working there. I'm losing a lot because of His presence, but all those lost are nothing in comparison of how much He's giving me. Much, much more.